A provincial court judge erred in ordering a man to spend 90 days in jail on weekends for invitation to sexual touching, according to a Crown application to a judge in BC Supreme Court on Tuesday, December 17. Two Crown lawyers told Justice John Harvey in Smithers that Judge Garth Smith, who sentenced Briar Jerry Dean Malloy Nickel, made errors in principle by not considering aggravating factors such as abuse of trust and moral blameworthiness. Nickel, guilty of the October 18, 2022 offense in Smithers, received the 90-day minimum sentence upon summary conviction when Smith gave his oral verdict on June 11. Under the criminal code, Nickel could have been sentenced for as much as 2 years less a day on summary conviction. Nickel's sentence also included probation during the period of intermittent incarceration and 2 years probation afterward, plus a 10-year ban on firearms and requirement to provide a DNA sample. On the abuse of trust issue, Crown Counsel Emily Rogers Beggs said there was a significant age gap. Nickel was 32 at the time and the victim under 16. The victim was away from home, vulnerable and dependent on Nickel. A parent of the victim had entrusted the victim with Nickel, which came with the expectation of caring for the safety of the child. Details of the victim's identity are covered by a publication ban. Beggs said the judge did not consider the fact the sleeping victim woke up to discover Nickel's offending conduct, and the act of physical control of the victim in this offense and the foreseeable impact of the harm to the child. Crown lawyer Stephanie Lacusta said the judge's second error in principle was failing to adequately consider Nickel's personal responsibility for the offense. The point here is that the only consideration of moral blameworthiness of the offender is when the sentencing judge relies on a self-reported brain injury to reduce the offender's moral blameworthiness, without any medical evidence and without any consideration to the seriousness of the offense, Lacusta said. This is a failure on the judge's part to account in the sentence for the level of culpability of these offenses. Nickel's defense lawyer, Ian Lawson, said Smith was correct in crafting an intermittent, minimum sentence for his client, who has indigenous heritage. A suitable alternative, he said, even if it includes time in jail. He also argued that the Crown did not prove Smith's sentencing decision was unreasonable. At any appeal, there's always pot shots taken at the reasons. Well, the judge didn't mention this, or he didn't spend enough time on this issue, or there's no mention of this circumstance, and so on, Lawson said. And, as I've been hearing my friends, that's really what the main pitch is. Harvey scheduled January 9, 2025 for a decision.